Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Kenai Municipal Airport has a new manager. Welcome to the airport, Derek Abels. Abels attended the University of Alaska Anchorage and got his associates in science and air traffic control. From there, he pursued his bachelor's in aviation and airway management and operations.
So I originally went to college to pursue ATC, air traffic control, and did the two-year program there. And then after that, I just wanted to continue with aviation management, and that was kind of my passion. So that's where I went and then worked my way through various roles.
With being the new manager for the Kenai Municipal Airport, Abels has some big goals that he would like to achieve within his first year.
The first goal that I have is just looking to meet everyone here. There's so many great tenants at the airport, and my goal is to listen to their needs. They're a reason why things are done here. And there's also a lot of capital improvement projects planned that I want to make sure that they get done this year. We're planning to get a new plow, sander, so this will help us stay prepared. We're also going to start the master plan update this year, which is a roadmap for the airport. And we have a pavement crack sealing project planned, as well as runway reconstruction.
Abels joins the airport after the departure of Raven, Alaska. He says that while Kenai and Grant Aviation are both doing great things for the community, he still is potentially looking into new airline candidates.
Kenai Aviation and Grant, they're doing amazing, filling the needs for the community, and I want to make sure I support them and their needs. There isn't anything specific I have at this point as far as anybody coming in, but I hope to reach out to more potential airlines, and then I think there are some exciting things that could happen in the future.
To learn more about the new airport manager, visit our story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Adriana Hernandez-Santana. Let's be real, nobody likes a bully. That's why a student-led rally in Saldatna is very important. For more information, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
An anti-bullying rally at the Saldatna Public Library drew a modest, friendly crowd on Thursday night. The event was student-led and orchestrated by a young man who is quickly becoming not only a fixture at KSRM, but in the community as well.
I don't mind it.
Says 12-year-old Kenny Smith when asked how he feels about people mentioning the fact that he is doing all of these things at such a young age. The rally sought to address the age-old issue of bullying in public schools, an issue Smith has taken up by choosing to be a voice of support and encouragement for those who experience bullying.
I'm looking to make some changes and deal with a lot of the bullying and hoping that it won't be as rough.
KPBSD Assistant Superintendent Carrie Dondurant was also present for the event.
It's pretty phenomenal.
Dondurant said about Smith's efforts to stand up against bullying.
And I know when we keep saying Kenny's only 12 years old, but it's pretty amazing when you have a student who wants to look at something that's going on in the community and trying to bring it to awareness and trying to diminish the impact of bullying on all of our students and even our adults.
The school district offers a Safe School Helpline, which allows people to report any acts of harm or potential acts of harm. The helpline is located on every KPBSD webpage. There, visitors will find a text number for an app that can be uploaded and a webpage that provides access to bullying support 24/7, 365 days a year. As Dondurant puts it, the rally is an example of how solutions to problems like this happen one step at a time. For Smith and for the peninsula, standing up against bullying is one big step in the right direction. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
A Fairbanks man was arrested by the FBI on Tuesday at an Anchorage hotel on criminal charges related to his alleged attempts to produce child pornography and entice a minor. According to court documents, Dakota Mitchell, age 30, started communicating with and attempting to meet an individual.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.